Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. John chapter 12, verses 20 to 33. Now there were some Greeks among those who went up to worship at the feast. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, with a request. "Sir," they said, "we would like to see Jesus." Philip went to tell Andrew. Andrew and Philip in turn told Jesus. Jesus replied, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. I tell you the truth, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. The man who loves his life will lose it, while the man who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me. Now my heart is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it was for this very reason I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it, and will glorify it again." The crowd that was there and heard it said it had thundered. Others said an angel had spoken to him. Jesus said, "This voice was for your benefit, not mine. Now is the time for judgment on this world. Now the prince of this world will be driven out. But I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself." He said this to show the kind of death he was going to die. As we approach Holy Week, we make the all-important bold request of the Greeks who were drawn to our Lord that first Holy Week. We would like to see Jesus. What Jesus vividly shows us of himself is far different and more than what we could ever expect. Jesus shows us the greatest humiliation, suffering, loss, and death. Like a kernel of wheat falling to the ground, he must give up all that we might be born in him to inherit eternal life. Jesus shows us the hour of judgment, as he is condemned to die in order to rescue us from this sinful world and the wickedness of the devil. Far from avoiding this hour, Jesus insists upon enduring it. This is the hour of his eternal victory for us. Jesus shows us glorification. Yes, that is the unexpected and prominent word of these verses, glorify. The Father spoke from heaven, "His name is glorified in Christ, who carries out God's eternal saving will for us. Jesus is glorified, and in him we are glorified." Read these triumphant verses again, and see how secure your salvation is, because your Savior willingly faced and endured the most dreadful and glorious hour, when on the cross he was lifted up from the earth. This is our Jesus. In the midst of this dark world, plagued by the devil's terrors, may our Savior draw us to himself to see his victory and the glory he has won for us. Our prayer is this hymn verse, "Draw us to thee, that also we thy heavenly bliss inherit, and ever dwell where sin and hell no more can vex our spirit." Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.